A Search for Annihilating Dark Matter in 47 Tucanae and Omega Centauri, by Lister Stavely Smith et al. A plausible formation scenario for the galactic globular clusters 47 Tuc and Omega Chern is that they are tidally stripped remnants of dwarf galaxies, in which case they are likely to have retained a fraction of their dark matter cores. In this study, we have used the ultra-wideband receiver on the Parkes telescope, Murrayang, to place upper limits on the annihilation rate of exotic light dark matter particles, X, via the XX, E caret plus E caret channel using measurements of the recombination rate of positronium, Ps. This is an extension of a technique previously used to search for Ps in the galactic center. However, by stacking of spectral data at multiple line frequencies, we have been able to improve sensitivity. Our measurements have resulted in 3 sigma flux density, recombination rate, upper limits of 1.7 MJY, 1.4 x 10 43 S1, and 0.8 MJY, 1.1 x 10 43 S1, for 47 Tuc and Omega Chern, respectively. Within the Parkes beam at the cluster distances, which varies from 10 to 23% depending on the frequency of the recombination line, we calculate upper limits to the dark matter mass and RMS dark matter density of this was A Search for Annihilating Dark Matter in 47 Tucanae and Omega Centauri by Lister Stavely Smith et al.